Well, I intend to vote to convict the president. The president incited an attack on our Capitol. It was an attempt to overthrow our elections through violence. The House has impeached the president, and now they will send this one article of impeachment to the Senate. And we now know that we expect to get it, I believe it's Monday, and then the Senate is required to take it up. The timing for when we take it up is the subject of discussion, and it's important, of course, that this trial is in the Senate is fair and that the president has adequate opportunity, the former president has adequate opportunity to defend himself. So the timing of that remains to be seen.
It's going to be kind of an uphill battle with Republicans in the Senate to get this a conviction of former President Trump. Do you have any sense from your colleagues across the aisle if you have enough support to have this go through?
Well, I believe that the trial is going to be very important as people make up their minds about what to do. And I think that, yes, it's an uphill battle to vote to impeach your former president of your party is a hard decision to make, but it has to be a decision based on your conscience. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle were also witness to the president inciting this attack on the Constitution, and I think, and our country, and I think they are looking at this and asking themselves, what do we need to do to show that words have consequences, that this kind of behavior can't be tolerated, that this goes against the core values of our democracy? And accountability is the way to move forward. And I hope that my colleagues on the other side of the aisle will be looking at that and considering the facts as we saw them on January 6th.
And then one last question, Senator. Obviously, President Biden, during his inaugural address, was talking about unifying the country as being one of his top priorities, if not his very top priority. Obviously, some Republicans or Trump supporters will see this particular move happening at this particular time as doing the opposite of that, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I applaud the president's call for unity. We do need unity, but you cannot have unity without a honest appraisal of what happened. What are we supposed to do? Say, oh, well, that happened, but that was yesterday. If we don't have accountability and consequences, what happened on January 6th could happen again. And that is why I think it's so important that we hold those who are responsible for this attack and those that enabled it accountable. That's what gives our democracy strength. That is a sign of our unity, not a sign of a division.